This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back in. It's Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's our brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. A dreary morning out there. Hopefully you guys are staying safe. Thank you so much for listening in. It's Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squidbilly Bo Morgan back in the flesh after his three-week hiatus and arrival of child, and Dylan on the other side of the glass coming back from Philly, fresh off the Truist Open. Anything surprise you so far, real quick, before we get to the Atlanta Falcons stuff from rookie minicamp? Anything surprising about fatherhood?
About fatherhood?
Yeah. Just the last 3 weeks. Anything catch you off guard? Like, man, I wasn't ready for the explosive diaper changes.
No, that's not. Like, how quickly that, I think for me is how quickly I'm like, oh, this is what's wrong. This is, like, there, you know, like, whenever she cries, I'm like, oh, it's this, or it's that, or just the comfortability. Like, we had our first, pork chop and squids big day out Friday.
Okay.
Just her and I.
Nice, dude.
And I was
daddy,
like,
daughter time.
I told Amy, I was like, just relax, hang out. I took her to my parents.
Yeah.
And
aww.
So it was just us. I was like, we got this.
Yeah.
Like, she had that's a moment. She had a moment on the way home.
Uh-oh.
I kind of disturbed her to check her, make the diaper before we left.
Get her stirring a little bit.
And then she was not happy leaving, and I was like, oh, I got her good. She's calmed down. And then all of a sudden, we're on the way home.
Floodgates.
She is just
letting it dig.
Bellering. Yeah. And so I pull over at this grass station, and I was like, I jumped out, got in the back seat, and was like, all right, look, here's your passy. I'm going to need you to chill out.
I want you
to
look me in the eye as you sit in this back seat.
I was like, let's just relax. I was like, I'm going to give you your passy, and we're going to get rolling, be home in a few minutes.
Yeah. Now my daughter's to the point where she cries and whines. I'm like, use your words. Use your words. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Yeah. But I got her. Dude, as soon as I did that, she was calm the rest of the way. Even when she spelled the passy, like, you can just see her. I got that mirror. Because, you know,
you got the mirror. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like.
For sure. Little bus driver mirror.
I keep looking back, like, to see the mirror and to see her face. She's just sitting there, like, her eyes are moving, and you're like,
the rear facing baby seat. Speaking of new additions to the squad, just like Pork Chop, the Atlanta Falcons welcomed in all their rookies over the weekend. I want to get to this sound from Raheem Morris, guys, because he talked a lot. And honestly, Raheem Morris kind of went there on some of these guys, really a little more open than you would even expect him to be, talking about how excited he is with some of these rookies. But, of course, the thing the Atlanta Falcons fans are going to pay attention to most is the sack total. Raheem Morris was asked about, hey, man, got to get those sack numbers up.
And that's got to change. And the only way you can change that is to change that. And that was a part of the process, very intentional, going out and trying to fix the edge room. And it's very intentional to go out and fix our rush to find, you know, another Terryism to find pressure players. And it was very intentional to be able to do that. And we was able to do that in the first round with those two guys that we were to add there, to be able to get those guys going, to be able to add Leonard Floyd within free agency, to be able to do some things there, to add three guys that were not here last year that you expect to have significant roles in your pass rush and your pressure players?
I got a case of the feel goods, man. Felt it right down the back. Pressure players. That's what I'm talking about. I'm writing down the term Terryism, by the way.
There you go.
Yeah. I thought that was awesome, though, coming from him. About getting those getting those pressure players locked in this locker room, because you really have remade in a lot of different ways what your edge is, other than Arnold Ebiketie. You've really remade a lot of what you expect out of this group. You've kind of reset the bar in terms of youth and athleticism, and bringing over Leonard Floyd, I think they think is only going to help that. But I love those words there from Raheem Morris, just talking about, look, man, got to get better all the way around.
There's no doubting that. That was the whole thing about this defense was we talked about, you and I talked about a lot about how unathletic they looked late in the season, how slow they looked season.
Something out of shape. I don't know.
It wasn't out of shape. I mean, they were slow.
I say out of shape because when your legs get tired, a lot of times you can look like a baby giraffe if your legs are exhausted. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is.
The thing that I love about guys like what you've seen on tape in college from James, and I think you and I are going to need to do some stuff, look at some of these things and go over them and talk about them. But you see from Pierce and Jalen Walker is, yeah, they're fast, but they're also, they are not afraid to take on those guys.
Yeah.
And we saw too much last year where Caden Ellis and Nate Lamon would try to run around these blocks. And now these guys are going to take them on. And those are just the linebacker stuff. But Braylon Trice, you've really added four guys to me that weren't on this roster last year. And they're going to fill in with Ebiketie. And I'm talking about just edge guys because Braylon Trice fits in that too.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And one of the other cuts I wanted to play coming from Raheem Morris yesterday. And you and I, Bo, we've had this conversation a number of times. And you talk about, and it always comes up when we talk about Jalen Carter. It always comes up when you talk about this draft pick or why this guy's not, being able to do this. Or even being able to sign Trey Hendrickson. You and I had this conversation about what is the personality, what is the identity of your defensive line, your pass rush unit, right? And I always made the argument for Trey Hendrickson coming here because I think he kind of resets what your defensive line can be. I think he's a guy who has had to scratch it out and didn't get drafted in the first round and has had to develop. And when you have a guy like that in the locker room, I think it's a big deal. Well, Raheem Morris yesterday was asked about, the makeup of a couple of his rookies, and you're going to want to pay attention to what he says about Jalen Walker.
The second you talk to him, when he's standing next to you, not working out, having a normal conversation across the table in Terry's office or mine, every time you talk to him, you feel like that. You're talking about a guy that's going to be, I hate to even talk about him this way, but like it's hard not to, when you talk to guys like that, and Xavier Watts, a little bit the same cloth, but you see future captains and these guys make up, and it's like, the team will decide that and he'll decide that, but you see the makeup, like just like different. I mean, you see those guys when you walk in the room, you see it all over.
So I have a question for the both of you.
Okay.
Because I am an eternal optimist, and every time Raheem Morris speaks, I get a little hyped up.
Mm.
And I think my eternal optimism sometimes can make me a little bit naive. Am I right to be getting hyped up by everything he's saying right now?
Yeah. Such a good question.
I think so. First off, I can go into a mini version of my speech. Why wouldn't you be hyped up this time of the year? This is the time to be hyped up, right? You've made some moves in the offseason. You went and you just drafted these guys, right? These are young rookie players, one of which came from a school right down the road where they've won national titles recently. The other from another SEC school that is, I would say, a heritage school in the conference and one of the top-tier programs, the last 40 years, up and down moments. But why wouldn't you be hyped about two first-round draft picks who both at one point in time going into last season, early in the season, were top 15 prospects? So why wouldn't you be hyped up? And then you hear a positive guy like Raheem Morris, a head coach who, one of the reasons his players love him is because he's a guy that he motivates you. So why wouldn't you be hyped up?
Allie, I think Bo and I both, and I think the people that listen to the show at this point know that we are pretty optimistic people when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons. Mm-hmm. We ride the wave of certain players. We want to believe in these guys. But here's what I'll say, and I'll play devil's advocate because I know this is what many people are out there thinking. Even the people that are optimistic will sit there and tell you, Yeah, we feel really good about it. But we've been, you know, we've been, we've had a series of events in this franchise history where we've been told every year that we've drafted a game-changing player.
Right.
For the last 7 years, you have not been to the playoffs. You haven't been above 500. You haven't dealt with a lot of these things that you thought you would do when you drafted Kyle Pitts and Drake London and Bijan Robinson, the guys that have not got you there. Going all the way back to drafting Chris Lindstrom and Caleb McGarry, it's like, oh, this guy, you know, these are finally. Like, it's very hard, I think, for some Falcons fans to remove themselves from the vast majority of the history from the Atlanta Falcons and actually read into what Raheem's saying.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is that you need to feel positive. And to Bo's point, like, if you're not going to do it now, why not? You know what I mean? Like, then you're just like, why are you doing this to yourself if you don't want to listen to Raheem talk about a future possible captain and get excited about what the Atlanta Falcons are?
Yeah, well, all the Falcons fans, all those same people tell you, man, can't wait for the fall. Love football season. Love it. Falcons go sign Jalen Walker. Yeah, but he'll probably be a bust. I mean, we'll figure out how to screw it up. And
people,
it's like, so do you love being miserable or do you love football season and the fun of it? Because I love the fact that it resets every year.
Some people like to commiserate. I think there's definitely a sector of fans that love to commiserate. I know Bama fans like this.
Yeah.
No matter what Kalen DeBoer did last year, they were going to tell you he wasn't Nick Saban. Well, it's like newsflash. Nobody is. You know what I mean? Like, nobody was going to walk into Bama and be Nick Saban. So there is definitely in every sport and every team. I think there's just a section that want to commiserate. Mm-hmm.
I think the weirdest, craziest thing for me is I know everything. I just exude confidence in everything that comes out of my mouth. Because if not, then what's the point of saying it? What cracks me up is people who watch sports every day yet know nothing about them, like know nothing about all the things, and therefore they just because they don't know, they say, well, I'm going to be negative. Or the people that are afraid to be wrong, so they just go with the negative take.
Afraid to be excited. There's people that are afraid to be excited.
It's so much easier to be negative.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much easier because in the day, oh, I knew they were going to suck. I told you. I don't know why you've got your hopes up.
Same old Falcons.
I didn't exactly. I didn't get my hopes up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like this. The Jalen Walker video is out there of him in the sled, right?
Right.
I think.
I don't know if it was on our group thread or not.
Somebody tweeted it.
Yeah.
Popped it pretty good.
Yeah.
Ripped off that thing. Yeah.
He's wearing the number 11. And if you go watch like the original video of that, there's people going, can't believe they gave him 11. Can't believe it. Too soon. Disrespectful to Julio Jones. I mean, that was a guy. Like I've heard shows done about it, and I'm sitting there going, "Did you guys give a damn when Logan Whiteside had it? Did you even know that Logan Whiteside wore number 11?
Emory Jones had it last year.
Did you guys know that?
We talked about it on this show about Emory Jones having it.
Logan Whiteside had number 11 in an NFL game for the Atlanta Falcons. I believe it was the Saints game when they ran up the score on us.
He got a couple snaps.
Yeah,
didn't he?
None of y'all paid attention to that. Not you, Allie. I'm looking at you, but I'm not blaming. None of y'all paid attention to that. But now when you can be negative about something, the only thing you have to hang on to be negative about is that they gave out the number 11. You're gonna act like you're just blown away, offended. Cannot believe it.
Mm.
Yet you didn't give a flying rat's ass when they gave it to Logan Whiteside 2 years ago. You know why? Because you didn't even think about it, but now because Jalen Walker has it, it's just ridiculous. Can't believe it.
On the
gall to do that.
I mean, I'm with you on that, and I think it's frustrating to say the least. But I don't think the point is draft pick compared to a third string quarterback.
But the point is that people want to find things to be negative and upset about. So to your point, back to your question, That's why you should be optimistic, because you're looking at things the right way and not like an Eeyore.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fired up about it. And I think obviously, as you just heard, I think Squid is too.
Yes.
He does, you know, he has a strange way of delivering that to you. But he's
I'm
definitely
super
fired
pumped
up.
Yeah, the fact
too.
That I was shaking before the pick because I was like, please don't not draft Jalen Walker.
I don't want to deal with this every day.
And because I wanted Jalen Walker to be here so badly.
Yeah.
And then they doubled down like We're going to get James Pierce, too.
All right, dude, we do got to go to break, man. Appreciate you guys listening to us and hanging out with us this morning. We come back, we're going to go in the huddle, and we're going to talk a little bit about some news coming out about a guy the Falcons almost picked but didn't. Sounds a lot different right now than what's going on with Jalen Walker. You don't want to miss that. Stick with us. This morning's show, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
723 Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the morning shift. Hanging out with you guys and happy to be here, man. The vibes are high. Look, I have a positive outlook on life, not just the Falcons. I try to. You know what I mean? Just
that's one the of best things. Way to be.
We got dream jobs. We're all, you know, relatively healthy, and we're although my gout, you know, it's still getting tamped down.
Dude, you stop. Know what I mean? Stop. All right. Stop your whining about okay. your gout.
Right, well, listen, like I said, positive outlook, man.
I mean.
But I don't know if you caught this over the weekend. I think you did. But one of the things that was going on, and shout out to the Atlanta Falcons digital media team, relates back to a conversation that we had on the show like a month and a half, 2 months ago. And we were talking about, if you remember this conversation, we were talking about the fact they were doing a Cars Tour race down in Cordell, and not Cordell, because Dale Jr. was like having trouble pronouncing it. Shout out to the Falcons digital media team. So they got all five of their draft pick rookies together and put together a list of cities in the state of Georgia that were kind of hard to explain. And I'm just telling you guys, listen to them battle their way through this list was cinema.
Dacula.
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 Dalahonga.
Dalonga.
Dalanga.
Dalonga.
Dalaga.
Dalonga.
Chickamauga.
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 Tallapoosa.
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 Tenale.
Tenil.
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 Tenil. Tenil.
Athens.
Yeah, we cool on the last one. I'm going to let y'all figure out the last one by yourself.
Love hearing that from them, man. I thought that was so good and so well done because we've talked about it. I'm trying to think. There was a number of towns, Bo, that we didn't bring up, but Allie, I think one of them was Bremen or Bremen.
Okay, Bremen. Yeah, definitely learned that one the first time I did a traffic report. Got a lot of feedback.
Did you? Yeah.
So I said Bremen. Immediately the phones lit up.
It's Bremen, and it's Tallapoosa.
Albany was one. I know there's people down in South Georgia that will say Albany, and that's weird, but nonetheless.
And I know there's a debate between McDonough and McDonough.
Yes.
It depends. Like, if you live there, you
right
say it's different
here
than the rest of us. Yes.
McDonough. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think what else we were arguing about that morning. I said I'd heard somebody say Dahlonega, which actually doesn't sound that bad, backed up to Dahlonega or whatever was being said in that clip.
It's Dahlonega. Thank you.
And there was one other one, man, that we were – oh, you know what? Actually, I brought up the fact that I've heard people say Dacula, and which that happened multiple times in that video. Stichula. And they were like, who would say Dacula? I'm like, you know, like Dracula. I was like, dude, you know, like this is one of those things that actually does happen.
This one isn't that big of a deal to me, but Simone used to say Chambly, and like just the way she said it, it's like it's just Chambly.
Right.
It's not Chambly, it's just Chambly. Like it just irked me. Like it wasn't like obviously that wrong, but it was just wrong enough to make me cringe, and I felt like I needed to correct. It was like it's Chambly, not Chambly.
Okay, but you're correcting her to the wrong thing.
Uh oh.
You know it's Chambly.
Chambly.
Chambly. Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Chambly.
Yeah, that's.
You're like, honey, no, it's Chambly.
It's so funny because I used to know, like, it's not a town, but somebody I used to be friends with used to say, when they said Taco Bell, they would say the inflection at a different point than me. They'd say Taco Bell. And I'd go, no, dude, it's Taco Bell. Like, at the end of it, you know, right. like, no, Taco Bell.
That's, I wish Abe would, that was like an A moment. No, like where what Allie just did to Dylan was like one of those moments where like I've seen Abe come in to say like, oh, you're both wrong. It's actually this.
It's actually
kicks Chambly. The door in and he's like, yo.
But Allie's right. How the hell do you not know how to say Chambly, Dylan?
I just
grew
always
up here.
I know. I've always just heard it as Chambly.
Yeah. All right, we're going to pivot, Dylan. Let's go ahead and hit in the huddle. Big day, obviously, in the NFL. And if you didn't realize it, this entire week, the NFL is so good at making these things into events, Allie, where it's just they take over the news cycle.
They are building up the hype today. You can expect announcements on the Today Show for NBC. Fox is going to announce along with Prime Video. Tomorrow, Good Morning America will announce the ESPN games. Good Morning Football on the NFL Network will also announce the international game. So we're going to find out where Bo Squid Billy Morgan could potentially be traveling.
I know already.
Are you nervous? Nervous to find out? Oh, he's
no.
This is what I call Bostradamus.
I've already.
You know, he can already see things. Yeah.
I told y'all a while ago that I know that there is a trip overseas for us. And
sure.
Would it speak Deutsch? Is that what they say? I am very positive we'll be the Germany game. I am very positive.
Yeah.
Well, we will find that out tomorrow officially. And Wednesday, of course, Netflix and CBS will drop their schedules as well.
Yeah, I think that's going to be interesting. I know that you were very confident. I think most people are just, you know, kind of connecting the dots with some things around the Atlanta Falcons. But like she said, we'll find out officially. It is always funny to highlight, though, how the NFL has just mastered the art of the schedule. Like, it is just a year-round schedule for them. They moved back the draft at one point. They moved back the schedule release. They're like, let's just every 2 or 3 weeks, let's have some kind of massive event. You know,
yeah, they on the calendar.
It's the playoffs. It's the combine. It's the, you know, just one thing after another. And I love it. I absolutely love it, man.
You know, we moved our iRace this week to Wednesday.
Yes.
I think we just need to cancel it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because the problem is the leaks. Allie, they'll announce all these, and as you know, like the leaks, then they'll start just kind of like, I mean, there'll be whole schedules out from teams, and I've literally had post-it notes text to me like the image of a post-it note with games before, and I'm just like,
there you go, man.
And this is for me. To your point, like this is to me, this plans out my fall schedule. Because now when Amy's
me too,
like,
yeah.
Hey, this event's happening, can't do it. I'm in Chicago that weekend. I'm sorry.
My wife has already hit me with what are the odds the Falcons have a bye week on this weekend in the fall? Because I really want to go to that. I'm like, I don't know.
I just hope we get the November, the Sunday before Thanksgiving is our bye week again, since that's like the Monday is the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic NFL, if you're listening.
All right, so a minute ago we heard Raheem Morris talk about, you know, Jalen Walker, future captain material. Jalen Walker was saying, hey, man, you know, that's an honor for me. Well, there was one guy that a lot of us thought would end up as the Atlanta Falcons' first-round draft pick. That's Shamar Stewart. He ended up getting drafted to Cincinnati. Well, why is that a big deal? Shamar Stewart, man, he ain't suiting up, and it doesn't look like he's going to be suiting up anytime soon.
I just decided not to sign those papers.
Do you anticipate signing your contract before Monday to join the team, or you're not sure when that's going to come together?
I would hope so. I mean, I would love to be a part of the team. I'd be on the sideline just looking at everybody else do work.
I was going to say, how tough is that for you?
Yeah, especially on the first day. It was kind of tough on me.
Are you part of the meetings? Are you doing other things as part of this?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing everything else. I'm just like on the field stuff. I'm not doing it.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna lead with this. I don't blame him, but I will tell you this, Bo. I sure am glad that he ain't here in Atlanta right now, because the vibes, I don't know, to Allie's point a minute ago, if they would have been this high if I'd had to worry about Shamar Stewart signing his contract before minicamp.
I don't know. I recognize the nasally voice of one of the reporters. I kind of tuned out the rest, so I don't even know what was said in that audio. I had to hear it again. Shamar Stewart, so the reality of that is he doesn't want to sign it because of some of the offset language with bonuses and workouts and stuff, yeah, and money that comes in. Because, let's be honest, it's a set numerical figure. There's no around that. But how it's paid is a big deal to some of these guys, because you can get money before, and it's obviously, you know, how all that stuff goes through. The Bengals are notorious, though, for being one of the worst to deal with, one of the cheapest.
They pinch pennies on these contracts.
When I worked with David Pollack, I was like, hey, man, like, what was it like flying the private jet to Cincinnati when you got drafted? He's like, he goes, what are you talking about? And I was like, dude, every year I know that Matt Haley or somebody coming from the Falcons PR team gets on John Dayton did it for a while, gets on the Arthur's plane, and he goes to wherever the first round draft pick is. He's like, dude, I flew coach commercial.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. In the back, way back.
So the Bengals are, they're as shoddy as it comes to taking care of players. So, no, I don't blame him from that point, but also I'm glad we're not dealing with all of that.
Yeah, same. Speaking of first-round picks, want to get to this real quick before we get to the end of the huddle. First thing to highlight is, and Allie brought this to attention this morning, Travis Hunter is going to start on offense. I did read up on these quotes. If you guys were wondering, Travis Hunter down in Jacksonville, sounds like he got their rookie minicamp on offense. And then Liam Cohen, head coach, says that he's going to head to defense in the near future as soon as they iron out some things offensively. Now, why do I bring that up, Allie? Because there was a pretty cool story about a lady meeting up with Travis Hunter after said minicamp this weekend.
Yeah, so he actually went home to graduate back to Colorado. And on the flight back, yeah, round of applause. Congratulations, Travis. On the flight back, he was seated next to a woman named Sandy, and he helped her immediately put her bag in the overhead bin. Always do that for a woman if she is flying solo. Always do that. But he did that. And then she noticed everyone is taking a photo with him and saying congratulations. And she was like, who am I sitting next to? And he was like, well, ma'am, I'm Travis, and I just got drafted by the Jags. And so she said he was so polite and so down to earth the whole time. She's already told her grandkids to buy jerseys of his, and I'm pretty sure she's going to be a season ticket holder from this point on.
Nice work, Travis Hunter.
I just love, she's like, what is Jags? Oh, do you play sports?
Yes. Are you an athlete?
but to your point and to her point, does this not remind you of y'all's mothers? Like, my mom would have been like, oh, this is cool. I certainly have enjoyed sitting next to you.
Yes, absolutely.
What do you do for a living, young man? I play football. Oh, well, that sure is nice. You know what I mean? Like, it would have definitely been one of those conversations. I do want to use this opportunity to go ahead and tease the wake-up call. It'll be coming up at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. What's your coolest experience meeting an athlete? I think we've all had them. I obviously got them more times than not, but I even did as a kid a couple of times. So what's your most fun experience or coolest, or maybe it's the worst. Maybe there's an experience you meeting an athlete that stuck out in your life. We'll do that at 8 o'clock. And also, where are your vibes at right now on the Atlanta Falcons? Stick with us when we come back. We're going to talk more about the Atlanta Braves. And I'm going to highlight a local athlete that is one of the best prospects in his sport that you might not have heard of. Had a big day yesterday. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The game. Welcome back into the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squid Billy, Dylon on the ones and twos. Nice pool right here, Dylon. Nice job, fresh off his Philadelphia trip. Squid Billy back in the studio this morning after a hiatus to make sure that his family life is getting off the ground in the right direction, man.
Do you know who this band is?
Yeah, but wouldn't be able to tell you right now.
So you don't know?
Well, no, I think it's a rock band song, so I'm like, yeah, I'm not thinking about it real hard, but yeah. Anyways, do you want to say it or no?
Yeah, it's Molly Hatchet, man.
There you go. So there you go. Learn a little audio.
I was going to ask Dylan,
today.
But he was. He's
I was going to say he's probably knows.
He's reading it off the screen.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, I'm about to say. I got all the answers right here in front of me.
Do want to make you guys aware of a couple things. We'll have mic'd up here coming up in just under 10 minutes. I'm going to make you guys aware of a local future superstar and a professional sport that you might not have heard of that made his fourth appearance in the pro version of that over the weekend. And I'll tell you who he is, where he went, and what you can expect from him in the years coming. We'll also do a wake-up call at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock, and the wake-up call questions goes as such. All right, where are you at as a fan? What are your vibes like and your positivity like are the Atlanta Falcons? I think that this is a right-now question. I also think it's an overall question depending on how you look at sports. Like, some people want to be positive. Some people are just like, you know what, same old, same old. So mm-hmm. We'll see what comes out of that. And also kind of piggybacking off the Travis Hunter interaction on the airplane, what's your story when you met a superstar athlete? Were they cool? Were they mean? Did you not like them? Did they sign something for you? Hit us up with that at 8 o'clock at the top of the hour or at 929 Morning Shift.
Yeah, okay. I mean, obviously we've been lucky. We've been in places and opportunities to meet guys. I've had good and bad.
Right.
You know the funny thing is you remember the bad.
Of course you remember the bad.
You don't remember the good. Like, I remember Bill Laimbeer and meeting him as an intern when I was an intern, and he was absolute jackass. I mean, just a...
Tell us how you really feel.
I mean, you know what? Ask Steak when he gets here. Steak was there for that, and Steak was like, he's like, dude, that was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen, the way he talked to you. And I was like, yeah, it's cool, you know. But then again, I remember meeting Don Sutton an intern too. And Don was like awesome. And I'd heard that Don could be, you know,
hit or miss.
Yeah, sure. You could get the good or the bad. But, you know, as a kid growing up, I freaking loved Don Sutton, listening to him do the Braves games.
Same.
And he was so...
He's actually from Florida, from
so
where
cool.
I'm from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was so nice. So, you're going to get good and bad if when you meet too many of them.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you remember the bad. You definitely... I got a couple other ones. A couple of guys that played in this city that, you know, have had some bad interactions in a Quick Trip that I don't ever want to have to, you know, that was just awful interactions with that person.
I don't
person,
know if so. There's a pause that needs to be applied to that or what's going on.
I mean, he's been arrested
there,
a few times. Bathrooms have come into play for him.
Oh, man, yeah. Steer clear of that. I do want to, real quick, we're going to talk about the Atlanta Braves. There is a little bit of breaking news that you guys just hit me with. It sounds like Adam Schefter is putting out. Who wants to give the details on that one?
Well, it's been reported by others, but Schefter is now on that the opening game of the 2025 season, which Dylan will probably be at because it's in Philadelphia, will be the Cowboys and the Eagles on Thursday night. We all know, the Super Bowl champion gets to open up
rightfully
the season.
So.
And that will be Thursday Night Football, Dallas at Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and put in my time in for request my time off for Mike Conti right now.
He's PTO. Just owning it now.
Well, you know, he's Allie. Like he has to go see his favorite team,
right?
His Super Bowl champion, reigning favorite team, the Philadelphia Eagles play. I mean, we all know where his heart is.
The actual truth to that is that Simone will most likely want me to be with her as she goes to roots on her favorite team in the Philadelphia Eagles, and I will be there as a supportive boyfriend and a Falcons fan, not an Eagles fan.
You ain't wearing Falcons fan stuff up in there. You're going to be there as a boyfriend. You ain't going to be there as a Falcons fan.
Week two when we played in Philly, I wore a Falcons jersey.
And that's dangerous to do that. So, I mean, he is truly a Falcons fan if he did that.
We'll thank
see.
You, Al.
We'll see. We're just, hey, make sure you're back here for Sunday so we can open this thing up with a dub.
I got you.
Whatever the Falcons have going
on. Yeah, Dylan can't afford to fix his front end of his car, but he can take a trip to Brazil to see his Eagles play.
Okay. Don't know everyone's situation.
Hold up. That happened before the accident. Thank you very much. That happened before.
Anyways, let's get a couple minutes of the Atlanta Braves right now. They lose 2 out of 3 to a Pittsburgh team that fired their manager going into the weekend. And I brought this up earlier. You know, I think that a lot of people look at last night, blame Raisel Iglesias. You know, there's questions about Brian Snicker, some of the decisions he made. I think Brian Snicker pushed all the right buttons last night. I think Raisel Iglesias, for as bad as he's been at times this year, I don't necessarily look at him last night and think you were awful. Like, they kind of got a couple of lucky looks at it, but the conversation, guys, to me, starts and stops with the fact that you cannot get off the schneid offensively, specifically until the eighth inning. It's been absolutely brutal. So I don't know what the fix is. I know that people, and Bo, you're kind of leading the way on this in some ways. It's like Ozzie Albies terrible. I agree. I just don't know what – I don't know what the play is if it's not Ozzie Albies. It's not like you're going to, you know, go the Nacho Alvarez route or plug Orlando Arcia back in. I don't know. Like, you need Ozzie Albies to be Ozzie Albies.
Well, that's kind of my point. When why are you blaming the wrong people?
Yeah.
Why are you blaming? Look, I get Snit. It's easy to. Somebody tweeted to me yesterday because Abe and I had this conversation. We were having this conversation through text, and I was also tweeting. And then I actually used something that Abe said about Iglesias. So Abe was right. You know, Allie's guy Iglesias didn't really pitch terrible, but it just wasn't the best. You know, it just sucked, and he was a victim of circumstance. Although he's not been great. This year, he's allowed, I think, like way over what he allowed last year in fly balls, and he's a kind of a fly ball guy out. But what's supposed to do? Are you gonna put Luke Williams in there? I mean, that guy was hitting like 170 in the minors.
Yeah, exactly.
He's hamstrung, and that's my issue. The whole thing with Snit. Like yesterday, I saw a guy arguing with our station insider Graham McCauley about how it was stupid. How stupid it was that Snit pinch ran for Marcell Ozuna in the eighth inning for Fairchild. And Graham was like, well, if not, then it's probably a 3-2 ball game and we don't even go to extra. Yeah. So I understand the thought, and while normally I would agree, this worked. Even when Snit does things that work, we still want to second guess and act like, well, yeah, it might have worked, but it's dumb, and he's the reason we lost. And it was like, no, the reason you lost is that, you know, you're 21st in batting average at .237. Your on base percentage as a team is .310. Your slugging percentage is .380. Your OPS is .690. I mean, you're really terrible as an offense. That's why you're losing games, and I don't know what movie's supposed to do. Your one free agent's acquisition, the only one you did all season, has been suspended in the middle of an 80-game suspension. Your best player overall is still coming back from an injury.
Well, and let me piggyback a little bit off that. The whole Marcell Ozuna thing, you want to have him available to bat? When's the last time Marcell Ozuna even hit a homer? It's been like 3 weeks since we've seen a Marcell Ozuna hit a tater. All right, he's 0 for 3 again last night. Like, I get it. We start getting locked in. And Verdugo is going to go in the same path when I'm talking about him. Like, we keep getting locked in. Well, Verdugo has been great at the top of the order. Has he? Like, lately, it's definitely plateaued and started to fall off. To the point where I'm wondering if you don't, like, at least consider Eli White at the top of the order until Ronald Acuna comes back in the fold. Because there's just not a – there's not any – you don't have a leadoff hitter in this lineup. You just
don't.
Well,
look, don't – Verdugo is going to be in the lineup until Ronnie comes back.
At the top of the order, you think he's going to be the leadoff man at the top of the order until Ronnie comes back?
He's going to be in the lineup until Ronnie comes back. And then you make a decision between Ronnie or Eli. I mean, excuse me, between Verdugo and Eli White. That said, don't take something that's working, which is Eli White, and down at what, seven, and say, well, I'll put him in. He's got a .340 on base percentage at seventh in the lineup. We'll put him at leadoff because it changes things. It changes your approach. It changes your mindset. It changes how you're pitched to. Don't take something that's working at one point and say, well, it'll just work up here. Because now you're taking from one to fix another, and it doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. You can't have that mindset. Yeah, it sucks that you have a 300 on base percentage guy leading off, but Verdugo is your best option there, because when you start robbing from one to pay another, what you do is you screw yourself in both areas.
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, and we're gonna go to Mike'd Up, but I think that when I look at it, when you have the opportunity to improve two things, even though it might not be just as good for one guy, I think you have to have a serious look
at
that.
But there's no guarantee. Again,
Yeah, but dude, like, okay, like, all right, if you have a 40 home run hitter in the 9-hole, you don't just say, well, I don't want to put him in the 4-hole. He won't be any good.
Guess
like,
what?
You have to make changes to help the team.
When Michael Harris was a 9-hole hitter, he was very good. Then you put him at leadoff, and then you put him at 5, then you put him at 7, and he's not the same guy.
Right.
That's why this whole asinine argument, and I'm not you, but others keep telling you for years. I've heard Ronald Acuna should not be leading off. Look at how he's the best hitter. He should be hitting third or fourth. No, Ronald Acuna is the dude at leadoff, and you don't know how good he'll be when you move him around. So don't move him.
Yeah, I completely disagree with every single thing you are saying right now. But we've got to get to Mike'd Up.
I mean, I'm right. You're wrong. It's okay.
Today's Mike'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I am going to take my herd over to Buffalo's Cafe probably Tuesday night. You mentioned it. We had to cancel our iRacing race on Tuesday night. I'm going to my son's sort of practice daycare graduation. I didn't even know it was a thing. Yeah, he's got a whole cap and gown. So that's going to be an interesting night as well, which jokes on him because he's got that weird August birthday. He's got another year of daycare. Like
he gets to graduate twice.
He's like, I thought I was going back to daycare. I'm like, you are, buddy. You're just practicing. All right. You just hold it in there for a year. I want to bring you guys' attention to something that was happening yesterday in the NASCAR Cup Series. If you guys are not aware, there is a young man. He is 22 years old. He is a graduate of Kennesaw Mountain. His name is Corey Heim. He was signed by 2311 Racing over the offseason to be a quote-unquote developmental driver. Now, this guy's got 14 victories in the NASCAR Truck Series. He's been a champion of some of the regional series. But Corey Heim yesterday took straight into a cup car. It was his fourth start, but one of his first on an oval. And Corey Heim comes home in 13th place, beating some future Hall of Fame drivers that are racing in the NASCAR Cup Series right now. So I wanted to give a quick tip of the cap to Corey Heim. Remember, guys, 2311 is the team owned by Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin, so they have signed this kid up, and a lot of people don't realize when you look at some of these race car drivers, they come from all over the place. I mean, there's guys in the Cup Series that have come here from New Zealand, from Mexico, from all over the world, and yet right here in our backyard, one of the best young prospects to come along in a long time in the NASCAR Cup Series is Mr. Corey Heim coming home in 13th yesterday. So just look, if you're not aware of it, maybe you don't watch NASCAR. Maybe I haven't watched it in 15 years since, you know, this, that, and the other. Take a minute. Look up number 67 yesterday. Look at his driving style. He's pretty good at what he's doing. I'm excited about his future.
But if you are going to Google him, I'm going to give you a heads up because I just did this. If you put in Corey Heim and you put H-A-I-M, you get the 80s actor.
Okay.
It's H-E-I-M.
H-E-I-M. That's a good call.
You'll find him.
Good call right there.
Yeah, it's cool seeing local kids do well. Did he win the truck series?
Yes.
You know,
I think he's won like three races this year in the truck series.
Yeah, he's been good there. Look, I mean, I don't know. The young guys, it's all about the situation they get in, because we've seen some young guys that are just excel, and then right. they get in weird situations on teams, and then it just doesn't work out. But always pulling for the hometown guy, because that's another guy we could talk to, and maybe – who knows? Maybe he'll battle Chase Elliott for Georgia's favorite son.
It is funny because you and I talked about the Thursday Thunder, the Legends races down there on the quarter mile track at Atlanta Motor Speedway. That's where he came from. That's where he got to start running those Legends races down there, right there in the Tri-Oval at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Which that race is coming up in 6 weeks back down on a Saturday night race at the end of June. That'll be a lot of fun. Stick with us. We're going to do wake-up call when we come back on the other side. And two simple questions. What are your vibes like for the Atlanta Falcons? Are you a positive fan, or are you one of those guys that's like, dude, I've seen this story play out a million times. I'm not buying into it again. Also, the Travis Hunter story of him having a cool interaction with a lady on his flight back to Denver to go to graduation. What's your coolest interaction with a professional athlete? Maybe your college. I don't know. They're all professionals now. Stick with us. It's the wake-up call, 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.